Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, this is Dr. Bud Weiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Weiser Living headquarters. And I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken out the time to tune into this broadcast today or this evening, depending on where you are in the world. I know your time is valuable, and I am truly grateful. Grateful. This is a word we're going to use today in our program. But I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 29 minutes or so, I want to add to your wellness experience as well as mine. First of all, please go to wiserliving.com. If you have not done that while I'm talking, just the next minute or so, please go to wiserliving, W-E-I-S-E-R-living.com. And on that initial page, you will see on the right-hand side where you can get a Skype consultation. It'll be a pop-up. No, it's not a pop-up. It's on that right-hand, upper right side. You can click on the Wiser Living TV link, which is below it, and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. And by subscribing, you will not only get access to these educational videos, but you will also be informed when a new video is uploaded. You can also get access to our archive radio programs at Wiser Living Radio. And you can check out the menu bar that lists all the articles, programs, and services, the Wiser Living seminars, recipes, products, and so on. So do take a look at site, that menu bar, at your earliest convenience. So check us out at and sign up. It's free. Name and email address, and it's done. At wiserliving.com, W-E-I-S-E-R-living.com. It will make your life a lot simpler because you can actually click on the other things we have, the radio and TV, stuff like that. So go there, take care of that. Subscribe at the Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/wiserliving, W-E-I-S-E-R, living. And you can also connect with us at Google Plus, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Well, here we go. It's the holiday season. It's upon us. There is so much activity that actually goes on from now until the end of the year. So it was almost like a shock as I was preparing for this program today. And, you know, it's like from now to the end of the year. It's like everything changes, whether you like it or not. Yes. Thanksgiving, or the time to give thanks, is here, and a few weeks after that, the Christmas season comes in. That's a time that is celebrated in different ways depending on your beliefs. You know, whether you celebrate it or not, we must at least agree that something is added to our daily routine during the month of November and December, as well as December. Thanksgiving is a time of the year when family and friends and specific activities and food, and especially food, takes the center stage in our lives. When most people think of Thanksgiving, they think of the turkey, because it's the staple food. It's a food that acts as a leftover for a few days after you have that dinner. And along with, you know, the other stuff you have in the refrigerator, like the potatoes and greens and sweet potatoes and pies and ham, you know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, at least no ham in our refrigerator. But anyway, let me move on from that. You know, many of you don't want to gain weight or gain extra weight during the season. You don't want to feel guilty the day after you indulge. So let's figure out a way, or at least try to figure out a way, where we can have both, meaning the food and a good time without feeling bad about it later. Let's look at some studies out there. There's some studies that have shown that the average American gains almost a pound during the six-week period from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day. A pound doesn't seem like that much. It doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but if you don't lose it, you'll be up to 10 pounds in a decade without even noticing it. A decade seems like a long time, 10 years, but this is weight that doesn't come off, right? You'll be 10 pounds up in a decade without even noticing it. And if you're already obese, which two-thirds of Americans are, the weight gain is around 5 pounds a year or 50 pounds in a decade. But there are several things you can actually do to prevent this type of weight gain and even lose weight during the holidays if you need to. That's a novel approach, isn't it? Actually, you can lose weight during the holiday period. So hang in there. You know, if you're taking notes, be alert. Be aware of what's going on in the next few minutes. Here's what you can do before the Thanksgiving meal. I thought rather than tell stories today, I wanted to give you some action, some points each time. So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So be ready for this. So here's what you can do before the Thanksgiving meal. Number one, movement, activity, exercise. Movement, activity, exercise. You can start Thanksgiving with physical activity. You know, and when I say physical activity, I know already you're thinking I got to put on my pants, my yoga outfit, I've got to put on my sneakers, no, headband. No, you don't have to do all of that. Just take a walk early in the day, and after dinner, get outdoors and go for a walk if the weather allows it. Or plan some type of outdoor fun activity with the kids. They definitely know what to do. Just follow them. It doesn't have to be anything strenuous. Just the movement will help your body metabolize the food you just ate. A brisk walk will help you burn some calories, and it will put you in the right mindset to turn down that second and that third helping of sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie. Don't obsess over the food. You should focus your attention on the entire celebration. Instead of sampling each and every appetizer before the dinner, walk around and just be social, because you can't talk and eat at the same time. Well, some of us can. Some of us can. So anyway, that should be one thing that you should do. Another thing you can do is exercise the next day. This will be a bit difficult for some of you, because the day after Thanksgiving is the first day of discount shopping called Black Friday. So, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not going to exercise. I don't exercise. I'm going to be doing is spending some money because I want to buy things on the credit card, which is going to cause some guilt and some other issues. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I guess you can get some exercise in by walking all over the mall or in the outlet malls. You can also pull up, you can basically pull up 10 to 15 minutes of high-intensity workout routine on YouTube. It's free. There's no shortage of workouts on YouTube. So pick one and do it, 10 to 15 minutes. I'm not even saying you need to do a half hour, 45 minutes, which really was what you should do, but pick out something, anything, and just do it. That way you won't feel guilty about splurging the day before. Oh, another thing you could do is help clean up after the meal. This is something I do in this household. My wife does all the cooking because she's like an expert at it. She's like a chef. And I am an expert at cleaning, no matter what. I love cleaning. You know why? Because especially after meals, because it puts me in the right frame of mind. It causes my body to metabolize the food, and it doesn't weigh me down unless, you know, I eat too much. And even I sometimes succumb to that. So, watch your portion sizes as well. Okay. So we don't want to feel guilty the next day and all those things. Now, number two, you can have a meal replacement drink a few hours before the Thanksgiving meal. By doing this, you won't feel starved or have that urge to binge because of all of those added, you know, those addictive smells coming from the kitchen, which leads me to point three. Don't go, if you're going to someone's home for the meal, do not go there hungry, just like you should never go to the supermarket hungry. Don't do it. Either eat breakfast, lunch, or do the meal replacement drink before you go. Number four. This one is probably the most important, and one that I find, and I found this over the years now, that people have an issue with. And that's why I said if you have young kids and everything, you should get them to do this now so they will have built a muscle up in their brain and it'll be easy for them to continue it later on in life. So what is that most important thing? Number four, drink water. Drink as much water as you comfortably can. And the reason I say this is because many times when people think they are hungry, they are actually just thirsty. And by drinking lots of water throughout the day, you'll lower the risk of overeating. And remember, it's also a good idea to take a walk after eating, just to get your metabolism going instead of sitting or lying down on a couch. Number five, enzymes. Enzymes with an E, E-N-Z-Y-M-E-S. You know, I really want you to realize that this is really important. I want you to realize the importance of enzymes in the body. Gastrointestinal enzymes are crucial for a well-functioning digestive tract, especially when they are taken before a meal. Digestive enzymes can help break down proteins, carbohydrates, and fats to help support better digestion, and more importantly, nutrient absorption. So, think about this. The enzymes helps to break down the three things, the three major components that you're going to be putting in your mouth and swallowing. Some of you at a rate a little faster than normal. So enzymes are necessary. So the bullet points here are enzymes improve digestion. They assist in breaking down proteins. They assist in breaking down fats. They assist in breaking down carbohydrates. And I should have put fats first, but just hold on. I'll mention it later. It ensures that the maximum level of nutrient absorption is attained, and that's what your body is looking for. Sometimes the body has a hard time producing the enzymes it needs, especially those who do not have a gallbladder. And low enzyme production can lead to difficulties digesting certain foods like raw vegetables or food ingredients like lactose, for instance. So you must have these enzymes in your system. Number six, green drink. Before that Thanksgiving dinner, you can have a green drink by putting something like, say, kale, spinach, broccoli, maybe a carrot, some celery, an apple, in a blender and blending it up. Oh, you might want to put a little bit of honey in there just to give you that taste. And I like it cold, so I usually blend it up, and then I'll put some maybe 3 or 4 ice cubes and then blend that up again and then drink it. You'll get some antioxidants, a bunch of minerals, some B vitamins. You might want to do this at breakfast time and then have a meal replacement drink at lunchtime. And then when you have your Thanksgiving dinner, I had to drink some water here. When you have your Thanksgiving dinner, you won't have a tendency to overeat. Okay, let's move on to what makes all of the difference. What makes all of the difference during the Thanksgiving meal, and that is quality ingredients. Here's one that's going to be, I know this is going to be a tough one for you, because quality ingredients cost. And it also may take some planning on your part. Number one, if you still buy your meat at the local supermarket, you should know that you are most often directly supporting a factory farm food system that promotes widespread contamination, poor health, for both the animal that you're going to consume and the human, you. You know, some previous testing by Consumer Reports have indicated that, and I find this alarming, that more than 80% of fresh whole broiler chickens bought at U.S. supermarkets harbor Campylobacter or Salmonella, which are really, I mean, they're really nasty bacteria. And so if your gut is not healthy with the right components there, this could would not be a good thing for you. You know, turkey meat most likely has similar contamination rates. So for humanitarian as well as ecological reasons, I highly recommend buying a pasture-raised organic turkey. Number two, buy organic non-GMO corn, especially. I mean, you could have everything right, and you buy, you know, regular corn, which is mostly GMO, and it would just ruin everything without you knowing. So buy organic non-GMO corn and corn on the cob as well. Organic, also get organic cornbread mix or organic stuffing. Don't get that other stuff. Number three, real homemade stuffing should be made. Don't use those packets or that box stuffing. Because if you read the ingredients, they have to make the font. It has to be smaller because there's so much in there. It's going, man, what is in here? So you don't want all those chemicals and stuff like that. So make your own. Number four, use einkorn flour for all of your baked goods and pie crusts. I know most of you want to go get the frozen ones because it's easy, it's simple, but you don't want that. So use einkorn flour for all of your baked goods, especially your pie crusts, and you might have to source this online because not everybody carries it. Number five, all of your vegetables, all of your veggies should be organic. All of them, and you'll see why later on in the program. Well, that would be one reason. They should be organic anyway, but you'll really see why that you need them organic on Thanksgiving Day. Number six, you can have organic potatoes, but sweet potatoes are even better. So think sweet potatoes. Number seven, make your gravy rather than buying it in packets because you'll be getting a bunch of chemicals and most likely MSG if you buy it in the store. Number eight, one of the most important parts of the Thanksgiving meal is the bone broth. I know most of you haven't even thought of this. I did a program several weeks back bone broth benefits, so you might want to go back in and check that program out and listen to it again or for the first time if you haven't heard it. First of all, bone broth is a healthy fat. And to make it, I mean, it's really easy to make it. Just let the remnants of the turkey simmer in a pot on very low heat for most of the day. If you have access to the turkey feet, I know some of you like your faces are clenching up right now. If you have access to the turkey feet, that would be even better because it's loaded with sulfur, and you know sulfur containing a collagen. And after the slow simmering, you'll strain it and use this liquid as a replacement for gravy. And remember this, the gelatin that forms at the top of the container contains sulfur, which is probably the healthiest and most healing part of the meal. So don't skim this off the top. Just stir it to mix it in into the broth again and try to avoid adding in flour to thicken it because flour is an unnecessary source of carbohydrates. So you don't want to do that. Just use that plain, delectable, scrumptious juice. Number nine, paleo pies. You can make several great pies using almond flour, honey, and maple syrup instead of flour and conventional sugar. You can basically check out Slim Palate, SlimPalate.com for some seriously mouth-watering recipes. And you can also check out our site at wiserliving.com for recipes as well. Okay. Next on the list is how to set up your plate for success. How to set up your plate for success. Numero uno, number one, your fat first. Remember just a few minutes ago I was saying I should have put fat before protein and carbohydrates. Eat your fat first. Fat will help you to feel full while stimulating your metabolism at the same time. So snacking on your portion of these foods first before helping yourself to all of the starchy sides and desserts may help you basically keep your cravings and total food intake in check. A few good examples of fat are olives, olive oil, coconut oil, butter, and nuts, especially macadamia nuts. I'm going to kind of separate them out. Macadamia nuts can be singled out because they are high in fat and low in protein, because you're going to be getting a lot of protein during that meal. Number two, remember I talked about the mentioned organic veggies? I mentioned that because 50% of your plate, that's half your plate. So half of you should be a vegetarian and the other half would be the meat eater. Right? So basically, you're not discriminating. You're coming together and making everything work together. So I like that. Half of you vegetarian, half of you like are meat people. Anyway, number two, 50% of your plate should be vegetables. Number three, have one slice of pie or one slice of cake or whatever the dessert is. Pick one. Don't have one slice of every dessert that's been cooked there. Relax and pick one. I'm going to make sure that's what I do this Thanksgiving, because I have really been, I should be put in jail, because my mom cooks all this stuff and I go, wow, I want a piece of that, a bowl of that, two slices of this. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It will settle in your abdominal, the fat in your abdominal area, and it's going to be hard to get that. They call it belly fat. Not a grain issue this time. It's actually too many sweets. And all the exercise in the world, all the sit-ups in the world is not going to help. Number three, one slice of pie. Now, next category, how to eat without guilt. How to eat without guilt. This one should be an easy one, but most of the time it's not, because food is food. Or I should say good food is good food. The fat cells, just think about this. The fat cells in your body are trying to do their job, which is to store energy for the lean times in the future for famine. Most of us don't have to deal with famine. So our fat cells are there to help us survive. Your digestive system isn't the problem either. So getting your stomach stapled or gastric bypass surgery shouldn't be an answer to weight issues. The digestive system is just trying to do its job, breaking down food, absorbing the nutrients, and excreting, kicking out what's not needed. That's why you go to the restroom or bathroom or the toilet. That's why bariatric surgery forces you to eat a certain way. Because if you don't, you will experience pain and vomiting. Not to mention, it's expensive and has lots of side effects. The problem is not the food or the fat cells of the stomach and the intestine. That's not the problem. The problem lies in your mind. That's why with weight management programs that we at Wiser Living do, the first thing we do, the first thing I do is change the way you think. You know, it lies in our lack of awareness of the messages coming in from our body, from ourselves, and from our heart. Really, it's just that simple. To eat without guilt requires you to eat mindfully, M-I-N-D-fully. Mindful eating helps you to learn to hear what your body is telling you about hunger and satisfaction. Mindful eating involves paying full attention to the experience of eating and drinking. You pay attention to the colors, the smells, the textures, the flavors, the temperatures, and even the sound, the crunching sound or the smacking sound. You're paying attention to all of that when you eat your food. So what is it? Well, I mean, the question is, let me ask you a question. What does it feel like to be full, to be three-quarters full? Notice how eating affects your mood and how your emotions like anxiety influence your eating. Become aware of it and then let it go. Don't beat yourself up because you overate. Enjoy the meal. Be thankful for the meal. There are people that don't even have a method to even get the food. So enjoy that meal. Be thankful. Once again, throw the guilt out the door because it makes you uncomfortable and fat. No guilt, just thanks. So what do you do if you binge? What if you do if you did just overeat? Well, just get back on track the next day. It's as simple as that. Get back on track and stay on track. If you fall down, do you stay down? Do you get upset and you just start crying and hollering and screaming and getting upset and just stay there? No. You get back up, you dust yourself off, and you get back in the game. Do the same thing. You know, some fun and easy calorie offsets, because we're eating a bunch of calories. Having a walk after a meal, I mentioned that. Walk your dog. Play some kind of outdoor game. Get the kids involved. Like, you can do, like, you know, play something like croquet or frisbee or soccer in your yard. If you got snow where you are, make some snowballs and toss them at each other. You got to laugh and do things that cause movement. You know, some people have an issue with bloating for days after the Thanksgiving meal. Here's what you can do. Before bedtime, take a clove of garlic, slice it lengthwise, and then crosswise two times so you have six small pieces. Then swallow the garlic with a glass of water. Also, you can take two gastrointestinal enzymes before bedtime as well. You do that, and it will absorb a lot of the stuff that is in your intestinal tract, and it either will move it out of your system one way or the other. You know, next, have an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. You know, many of you have heard this phrase many times, many times. I mean, but on the other hand, gratitude gets replaced by anxiety a lot. The cares of the world or your world, that's what we dwell on. Besides sharing time with family and friends and over food, the primary ingredient of the American Thanksgiving holiday is gratitude. This really should be something to practice year-round. It's Thanksgiving, not the turkey. It's Thanksgiving, giving thanks. People who are thankful for what they have are better able to cope with stress. They have more positive emotions and are better able to reach their goals. Scientists have even expressed the fact that gratitude is associated with improved health. You know, cultivating a sense of gratitude will help you to refocus your attention toward what is good and what is right in your life rather than dwelling on the negatives and all of the things that may cause you to feel that have that feeling of lack. And just like a muscle, this mental state can be strengthened with practice. You should commit you should count your blessings, pray without ceasing, pay attention to where you are, you know, pay attention to that moment. Remember, the good things that have occurred in your life should be what you should be dwelling on. You know, your life, you actually can take in the good parts of it, you know, savor it, be thankful for it. Be thankful for the lessons in life, all of them, the struggles, the opportunities, the failures, the challenges. Be grateful for all of them because they have given you a chance to grow. You know, starting each day by thinking of all of the things you have to be thankful for is one way to put your mind on the right track. But your future actually depends on the thoughts that you think today. So each moment of every day is an opportunity to turn your thinking around, which will either help you or become a stumbling block in your ability to think and feel more positively in the next moment. You know, most experts out there agree that there are no shortcuts to happiness. Even happy people don't experience joy 24 hours a day. But a happy person can have a bad day and still find pleasure in the small things in life. So be thankful for what you have. When life gives you 10 reasons to cry, remember 100 reasons you have to smile. You know, face your past without regrets. Prepare for your future without fear. Focus on the good right now. Not now, but right now. In the present moment, and practice gratitude. Okay. Some key supplements to reiterate here are isolated whey protein, and that could be your meal replacement drink, a grain drink, number two. Number three, probiotics and friendly bacteria, which is friendly bacteria, and enzymes, especially if you don't have a gallbladder. Enzymes for everybody, period. Now, with that, as our time is coming to a close, remember to sign up to wiserliving.com. It's free. Just need the name and email address, as I mentioned before. Subscribe to Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/wiserliving. And please connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Be thankful for what you have. Remember to say thank you. Just smile. It's a wonderful thing to see a person smile. I'm smiling right now. And even more wonderful, knowing that you are the reason behind it. Man, so I wish you a happy and healthy Thanksgiving week. And remember to let your food be your medicine and let your medicine be your food. This is a thankful and gratitude-filled Dr. Budweiser, and I'll see you next time.